Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In mid-December, Russian delegates to the United Nations called a meeting of the Security Council to complain about weapons transfers to Ukraine as it defends itself against Russian aggression. It is the third time in as many months that Russia has done so, following on the heels of many similar meetings over the past 18 months, also instigated by Russia. Russia calls on repeated meetings on this topic because it has failed to accomplish its goals in Ukraine, said Ambassador John Kelly, political minister counselor at the United States mission to the United Nations. Russia has tried to question the motives of the dozens of countries that have provided assistance to Ukraine, as well as Ukraine's right to self-defense, he said.
Russia could end this war today. It can end its war crimes and atrocities against the people of Ukraine. It can cease its attacks against Ukrainian cities and civilian infrastructure. It can stop its forced deportation of Ukrainian children and return them to their families. It can withdraw its forces and start meeting its responsibilities as a permanent member of this council.
Instead, Russia criticizes the assistance Ukraine needs to defend itself from Russia's illegal attacks, said Ambassador Kelly. Meanwhile, it is a fact Russia procured armaments for its aggression against Ukraine through channels expressly prohibited by the Security Council and its resolutions.
The DPRK has provided Russia with more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions, which will increase the human toll of Russia's illegal war in Ukraine. In return for its support, the DPRK is seeking Russian military technology and assistance to advance its military capabilities and objectives.
The Kremlin has also acquired military equipment from Iran, said Ambassador Kelly.
Tehran has been providing Russia with guided aerial bombs and artillery ammunition, lethal equipment to end Ukrainian lives. We have provided clear evidence on the transfer of Iranian UAVs to Russia, which occurred while restrictions under Security Council Resolution 2231 prohibiting such transfers were in place.
It is the height of hypocrisy for Russia to claim before this very council that legitimate support for Ukraine's self-defense is prolonging the conflict, while it has repeatedly violated Security Council resolutions to fuel its war of aggression. These are resolutions Russia itself agreed to, said Ambassador Kelly. We once again urge Russia to cease its aggression and withdraw from Ukraine's internationally recognized territory.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.